In this bulletin, the government's climate bill passes through the lower house. Australia is set to acquire 450,000 monkeypox vaccine doses, and calls for the Russian President Vladimir Putin to release a detained US basketballer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The government has passed its climate change bill through the House of Representatives, 89 votes to 55, with several amendments made by the crossbench. Labor agreed to changes from the crossbench to strengthen some of the language of the bill around accountability, transparency and ambition. But the House rejected amendments from the Greens leader Adam Bandt and Independent MP Andrew Wilkie to increase the percentage target. Tasmanian Liberal backbencher Bridget Archer crossed the floor to support the government. It will now go to the Senate, where it's likely to pass after the Greens committed to voting for the legislation and Independent Senator David Pocock hinted he may also offer his support. The Prime Minister criticised the opposition for voting against the bill.
They have an opportunity when the legislation gets to the Senate to change their mind and to bring themselves into the 21st century and make themselves relevant to the debate, which Australians have been impacted by droughts and floods and bushfires. No, the impact of climate change is real. We need a response which is real. The government is offering that, and I'm pleased that it received the support of the House of Representatives.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says the party will continue to stop Labor opening new coal and gas projects. The Greens have also suggested they'll push for a climate trigger in a separate Environment Act, which would force all new projects to be analysed on their environmental impact before being allowed to go ahead. Mr. Bandt says the climate bill is a small step along the road for tackling the climate emergency, but says the good work can't be undone by Labor opening new mines.
You can't put the fire out if you're pouring petrol on it. You can't fix the problem if you're also making the problem worse. So the fight now turns not only to ensuring that the safeguard mechanism safeguards our future, but that we get a climate trigger in our environment laws so that new projects don't go ahead if they're going to make the climate crisis worse and destroy our environment. And we'll also be going through the budget line by line to ensure that no public money is going to support coal and gas projects.
Australia is set to acquire 450,000 doses of a third-generation monkeypox vaccine. 22,000 doses of the vaccine will arrive in the country this week and next, with the rest to arrive later this year and in 2023. Health Minister Mark Butler says this vaccine is more effective and user-friendly for patients who might have compromised immunity compared to the second-generation vaccine.
We will be rolling out that vaccine through state and territory, largely sexual health clinics. We've been in discussions with state and territory governments now for some weeks about those arrangements, and we're confident that they will start to be put in place very, very quickly. ATAGI, the Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, has very clearly spelled out those cohorts, those at-risk cohorts, which will be the priority group for those vaccines.
Mr. Butler says the vaccine can both prevent monkeypox, but can also work as a post-exposure treatment. There are now 58 cases of monkeypox reported in Australia. And a man who got infected with monkeypox while in the US says he welcomes news Australia will acquire the vaccines. 26-year-old Jack Barlow is isolating in his Sydney apartment after testing positive upon his return to Australia. He says he acquired the virus after having a sexual encounter while on holiday with a man who later notified him that he tested positive. Mr. Barlow says Australia should have acted faster to secure the more effective third-generation vaccines.
It looks like we're two months behind the Northern Hemisphere, and we potentially could be running out of luck. So it's good that that announcement's made. We need to secure a greater supply and continuous supply and a very rapid vaccine rollout to ensure that this remains, as it stands in Australia, a disease mostly in return travellers.
In sport, a top coach from the Women's US Basketball League, who represented Russia at the Olympics, is calling on Vladimir Putin to release Brittany Griner. Las Vegas head coach Becky Hammon says it's upsetting to see a fellow member of the female basketball community locked up for nearly 6 months. Griner is a two-time Olympic gold medalist facing up to 10 years in prison on drug charges after she was detained in Moscow for carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. Hammon says she hopes the Kremlin will allow Griner to return to her home country.
Sports has been the one uniter across the world. And so the international sports community, I know, you know, so many players have gone over to Russia, including myself. Russia's been very good to us as athletes. So to see, you know, Brittany being detained, like I said, it's upsetting. We want her to come home, and so we're just, I think as a group collectively, you know, as athletes, as humanitarians, asking that Russia sends Brittany home.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.